And I'm your host, Andy Pate, filling in for John Rush, together with the great Susan Kochevar. How you doing there, Susan?
I'm doing really well. It's a bright, sunny day.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. Okay, we now have our next candidate for Colorado GOP chair.
Yes.
I can't believe you want to do this to yourself.
You.
And we could talk about your wife, what she thinks. Okay, yeah. Up next is Casper Stockham. Casper, how are you today?
Actually, I'm doing pretty good, Andy.
Great.
Really good, yeah.
Okay, now I've known you for years, but for those who have not, can you tell people about Casper Stockham?
Sure, I'll give you the elevator condensed version.
There you go.
So I grew up on the East Coast, went into the Air Force, became conservative, ran for office in Denver and then in Jefferson County. I currently hold the record for the most votes by any Republican in those races, even though I lost. So if they call me a three-time loser, that doesn't bid well for anybody else that ran in those races.
You ran in hard races. I mean, yeah. You ran in blue races.
Yeah, yeah. But I did well, and I gained a lot of additional voters for the party in the process, you know. So I don't think it was useless at all. In fact, we have to run those kind of races continuously if we ever want to, you know, if we ever want to take back the state.
Yeah, we've got to keep visible.
Exactly.
Got to be there. Okay. Yes, a lot of people right now are worried about election integrity. There's so many Republicans. You hear about it all the time, yep. Casper. They're basically saying, why even try? It's just going to be stolen. Okay, mm-hmm. If you become Colorado state chair.
When I become, yes, sir.
There you go. When you become Colorado state chair, what will you do to help? You know, to help advance mm-hmm. the cause for election integrity, because it's got a lot of people worried.
Yeah. So it's funny because people look at presidents and chair people and governors and they say, you know, what are you going to do about it? Well, there's really nothing the chair can do about election integrity. However, the chair can be pointing, keeping pressure on the Secretary of State and our legislators and say, hey, there are some irregularities. What are you guys doing about it? Because they can do something about it, the Secretary of State and the legislatures.
Really quick, though, they're on the other party. They don't care what you say. Am I right?
Well, they might not care what I say, but they are going to feel the wrath of Casper if they don't put transparency back into the system. In fact, I have a couple of notes I want to read you.
Yeah.
When it comes to election integrity. For me, that means transparency through the entire voting process. We need to be able to verify everything from voting machines to mail-in voting to potential ballot harvesting. And we need to make sure no company has a monopoly on our voting process. What person thinks it is good for one company to control our entire voting process? We have monopoly laws for a reason.
So you'd break it up.
100% break it up.
How does that work? Do each of the counties choose it separately?
Well, they used to until the Republican Secretary of State forced them into these machines. So what should happen is the Secretary of State should say, look, there are four or five companies or systems or machines that we think are good. And then it should be up to the counties to decide which one they choose. They shouldn't be forced into one or the other. Douglas County had to sue a Republican Secretary of State just to not have the Dominion system. They had to sue them. So out of 64 counties, 60 of them have the Dominion system. Now, again, I don't know about voter integrity. I don't know if it was an issue or not. But what I do know is common sense tells you never have one company running 90% of your voting, because that just sets up potential for all kinds of fraud.
Right, because if they're connected in the wrong ways, they can cause a lot more damage.
Exactly. So we never want to be in that position. And the county should have the choice and the option. Douglas County opted out, and guess what? Douglas County seems to be okay when it comes to voting. They opted out. Every county should have that option.
Okay. Susan, did you?
Yeah, just a follow-up on that. Do you think what I've seen, at least coming out of the party leadership, is there isn't even no effort to get groups together to watch the counting. So is that
they tried, but this last election it seems like, well, from one area, people were really excited to vote for Trump. I mean, we had the MAGA drags and people driving up and down the highway with Trump signs, American flags and Trump flags. But the inner workings of the party, people were not really engaged.
Right.
So they had a problem getting judges and watchers and everything else because everybody's like, you know, I'm done. Right. So we have a serious problem there. The motivation is not there anymore. So that's why we need a game changer to come in and motivate people to come back to the party, to reinvest in the party, and not just the heavy hitting donors, but we need the average rank and file. And I've already put this out on social media, and I definitely want to mention it now. Everyone should be donating $17.76 to the local county parties right now. I did it the other day on the Arapahoe County website, and I'm encouraging everyone as a Republican to give us another year and just donate to the county parties to start with, and then we'll, you know, worry about the state later.
Okay, great idea. But there are also other websites they can go to, like yours. Casper, how can people find you?
Yes, they can go to casperforcolorado.com. But I actually don't need money to run for this race. It's really all about phone calls. Now, they can support my nonprofit organization, which is America First Republicans. I'd love for them to do that. And they can go to AmericaFirstRepublicans.us because we are a training and support site for grassroots candidates who have been ignored forever in a day by the, you know, by the state party.
Okay, speaking of that, you've been a candidate and you've run, you know, Casper, you're well known for running the really hard races.
All right.
Okay, you're the one who's basically got going in and fighting where others dare not tread.
Right.
Okay.
It's like David and Goliath kind of thing.
Very, very much so. Yeah. You are very Davidish. What are some of the things that the state party did well and what could be done better?
Well, I can't see them doing anything well. I mean, I thought it was a dumpster fire and I'm the only one that can put the fire out.
Okay. would you do better?
Well, I have some game-changing ideas.
Let's hear them.
Okay, so the first one is election integrity. We already covered that.
Yeah.
The next thing we need to do is grow the bench. We can not have races out there that no Republican challengers are going after. I don't care if it's an uphill battle or David and Goliath situation. We need to have a bench large enough that people will sign up to run for school board and county commissioners and all these things. No Democrat, a Democrat should always have a Republican challenger. So we are training at America First Republicans. We started 45 days ago. We already have 40, as in 40, candidates in the pipeline right now. And we're a nonprofit. I started this with, you know, pennies out of my account just to get this thing going. Our goal is to have 250 candidates before the end of the year. We need thousands of candidates across the state to be able to make sure all of those holes are filled as far as office seats.
Okay.
And then we need community outreach. Now, I actually will be circle back around.
Yeah, by the way, I'm literally going to be asking you about that later. So okay. How about you hold on to that?
Okay.
Keep going.
All right. So that's another one. And then customer service. The state organization should be a first-class customer service organization. No county, nor candidate, nor voter should be left behind. And right now they're doing all three, big time. So I've talked to county chairs that aren't getting any help or support. In fact, they pretty much decided if we're going to win our county, it's going to be up to us because, you know, there is nothing coming from the state party.
So they're basically saying we're calling in, we're asking for help, we're getting nothing, we're getting crickets. Is
exactly.
That what they're saying?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Go ahead.
And candidates as well. And I know this firsthand. If you're not the chosen candidate, or, you know, maybe they choose two or three candidates or whatever, if you're not in that pack, you don't get any help or support. And they ignore you. They ignore counties like Denver and then even some of the counties on the Western Slope. They never get any calls from the party. So we need to have a customer service set up so that if a county, and we have 64, those counties should be able to even fill out a ticket and say, look, I have this issue. You get a ticket number, and then it stays in the system until there's a resolution.
All right. Susan, real quick question, then we'll go to break.
Well, kind of a follow-up on that. I can attest to that as a candidate for, you know, three, I ran three races.
Right.
But what I found was the party had this program called the Trailblazer Program. So you come out of your primary, and then you have to fill out all this documentation and you need to hit the ground running and start campaigning. And that kind of stuff I don't find is valuable. You should have already, somewhere along the line, hopefully learned what to do and how to campaign and fundraise.
If you are a master at raising money, or if you're a multi-gazillionaire, you automatically are a trailblazer. But if you're a grassroots candidate that doesn't even have the information to raise money, okay, then they ignore you. And that is unacceptable, and that will never happen under my watch. No candidate left behind.
All right, folks, we are talking to Casper Stockham. He is a candidate for the Colorado GOP state chair, and we'll be right back with him. But first, Bruce Simmons with American Liberty Mortgage. Bruce Simmons with American Liberty Mortgage. You know, you hear these words all the time on his ads talking about reverse mortgages, but let me say them slowly. Guaranteed tax-free income for as long as you live in your house. Again, guaranteed tax-free income for as long as you live in your house. Are you interested? Give Bruce a call at 303-467-7821, or you can find Bruce Simmons at klzradio.com. And welcome back to Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Andy Pate and Susan Kochevar are taking you home here. Hey, Casper, for the rest of this time, I want to talk about what you're going to do with the party going forward. Susan has a question. Go ahead.
Yep. So one of the other things is coordinating with the national GOP, because there doesn't seem to be any coordination or bringing anything downstream, does there?
Well, it depends on the election cycle. So during presidential cycles, they are very involved in state activities. But during non-presidential cycles, they kind of hands off. You know, they don't spend any time or money in the states. So I'm thinking back to when Steve House first got elected. I think it was in 2012 or something. I mean, 16 or something like that. Anyway, he was on a plane the next day after he won. They called him and said, okay, come to Washington, right? So I don't know what that conversation is going to be like, but I'm imagining a call from the, you know, from the national party to find out who am I and what am I about and all those kind of things. So we'll see.
Okay.
You know, but I want to set it up so that we don't even have to worry about the national or even the big money donors. That's why I talked about the 1776. If we do that enough, we'll have enough resources that we don't have to rely on the national party, because money comes with strings.
Yes.
Right. So and I'm not a string guy.
Like, no.
If you're going to help me, help me. If you're not, just get out of my way. I'm good. Right. So, so we need to generate enough revenue on our own to do the things we need to do.
OK. And that's a couple questions from now. Really quick. The party is heavily fractured right now.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's divided over Trump. It's divided the old establishment versus liberty movement and so forth. The division is incredibly deep, but if we don't all move forward together, we're not going to have enough of us. There are just too many Democrats. So what are you going to do to unite the party?
Yeah, I'm going to keep doing what I've been doing, which is trying to unite these factions. So I was birthed out of the Tea Party, so that's a natural given for me. We have already been reaching out to the MAGA drag folks and the Trump folks, because some of those folks aren't even Republican. You know, they just like Trump.
Right.
Right.
So we're reaching out to those folks already. In fact, we have really good alliances with those folks.
Okay. Well, then, since that's your, and you know me, I'm a liberty guy too. So since that's your home, how do you reach out to the more establishment wing of the party?
Yeah.
And get them excited.
Sure. So when I get to have the conversations with the money folks, I'm going to say, look, I have been that person that has reached out to the establishment many times and only to be slapped down. So when, it's a long story, but I was running in CD6 initially, and then I moved to 7. When I moved to 7, I reached out to the establishment and said, hey, instead of us fighting to the death, because it would have been a fight to the death, right? Instead of us doing that, I'm going to move over to 7, but I'd like your support. I'm doing the party a favor here, you know. No fight. I moved to 7. We all sing Kumbaya, come together. Life is good. I endorse you guys. You endorse me. Right? And we move on. I reached out to the Cory Gardners of the world. I reached out to the Steve Houses and the Ken Bucks. And I got no endorsement back. Now, Steve did endorse me a little bit, but it was pretty weak. So it should have been a arm around the shoulder. It should have been us doing events together, fundraising together. It should have been like the Democrats do. They always come together after the primary, and they all endorse each other. They all hold fundraisers for each other. Diana DeGette endorses Jason Crow. Jason Crow endorses – I mean, they all just come together.
Okay.
Every cycle.
All right. Go ahead, Susan.
And you kind of covered this a little bit, but what all do you plan to do for fundraising?
Yeah, so the biggest fundraising thing we need to do is try to encourage every Republican to start give us another chance because, you know, as Trump would say, what do you got to lose, right?
Yeah, how are you going to get them to really want to give at a time when they feel so hopeless? They feel overwhelmed here in Colorado.
I believe that, you know, I hate to put it as if, you know, I'm this magical person, but I think I'm the hope. I think when they see me being elected, they're going to say, what? Well, that's different. because I would love to see you as chair. I'd love to see Susan as chair. Any of us that are out here, grassroots people as chair. And that's never really happened before.
So you wouldn't feel it was awkward when I have the wall-sized pictures of me down at the Colorado GOP headquarters?
No. I'd vote for you in a heartbeat. I'd vote for any of us that have been in the trenches fighting this fight at this level in a heartbeat. But that's never happened before. So with me winning, that's going to it's going to send a shockwave throughout the entire state and even the nation potentially.
Okay, let's talk about your strength.
Okay.
Outreach. Mm-hmm. Okay. This is a blue state. It doesn't like Trump predominantly. I mean, he plays much better in the Midwest. Mm-hmm. And every president has their areas where they play really well.
Right.
And Colorado, you know, suburban women and so forth, does not embrace Trump nearly as much. How are you going to reach out and bring people into the fold and help them understand, hey, man, we're not the evil, you know, the evil army. We're the people who love you. We're the people who respect you.
Yeah.
How are you going to bring people into the GOP and into voting for our candidates?
Yeah, well, that's easy right now because Trump's not running. Now, he may be running in 2024. We don't know, but this cycle he's not running, so it's easy. I have had conversations with people at their door, and they have a Black Lives Matter sign, they've got a Bernie Sanders sign, then they have a Biden Harris sign. And I did this every week. I'd go out and we'd knock on doors, and I'd have conversation with people. And by the end of it, there's one lady in particular, she came to the door, and I said, you know, I'm running for Congress in this district. I stand for getting our kids back in school safely and ending the chaos and rioting and looting that's going on around our cities, which was happening at the time. She said, wait a minute, you're running against Ed Perlmutter? I said, yeah. She goes, well, you see, I'm a Democrat, right? I said, I know, but you had a Black Lives Matter sign. So I'm thinking, I just want to let you know. I want to see if you actually care about Black lives. And she said, well, yeah, of course I do. I said, okay, great. Then let's have a conversation. Because Ed Perlmutter doesn't care about Black lives, I guarantee you. And he won't have the conversation with me. He's scared. So at the end of it, she took my literature after a 10-minute conversation. This is a hardcore Democrat/socialist.
Okay.
So with the training that I do and the training that you've done in the past,
right,
the conversations can happen. We just aren't doing them. We're not even trying. There is zero outreach from the Republican Party right now. Zero. So we will put that on steroids. We're going to be outreaching all the time. My America First Republicans office is in a Hispanic newspaper. We're office with the Hispanic newspaper, and we're right in the middle of the Hispanic community. We have to get a large percentage of the Hispanic population to start to lean in our direction, because that's 20% of the population in Colorado.
Okay, we're coming up toward the end here, so I just want you to kind of bottle it up. What is your vision for the party? What does the Colorado GOP look like with Casper Stockham at the head?
What it looks like is politics done right. And right now we are doing politics all wrong. We are doing politics from the 1990s or something. You know, we wait until election day and we show up 90 days before election and say, we have great ideas. And it's like, well, who are you? We need to be out there right now in the field. In fact, we're already behind the curve because the Democrats never leave the field. We go and we go on vacation because, man, I'm glad that election was over. And we just forget about politics for an entire year while the Democrats are still out there in the communities. We need to go to these events. We need to show up and keep showing up. We need to expand the base with conservative, black, Hispanic, women, gay, straight, whatever, candidates all across the state. That's what it looks like if I'm the chair, because we're going to be reaching out to all those communities and making sure they understand that politics done right from a Republican standpoint is going to it's going to save our state.
All right. One last time, Casper Stockham running for GOP state chair. Hey, Casper, how can people reach you?
Casper4Colorado.com. If they go there, they can check out the campaign. You know, they can donate a few bucks for gas money, but we don't need to raise a lot of money. You know, we've been blessed with a couple of folks that have covered my expenses, you know, but a few bucks for gas would be good.
Fantastic. Thanks for coming, Casper. You can come back.
Amen.
All right, Purefoy Chevrolet, if you're looking to buy a new or used vehicle, they got you covered with a full lot of great cars at a place where you are treated like family. Check out the gorgeous 2021s at purefoychevrolet.com or give Purefoy a call at 303-659-8311. Purefoy Chevrolet, find new roads.
Hi, this is Marie with KLZ, and I just want to say on a personal note how impressed I am with Purefoy Chevrolet. Something we pride ourselves on at KLZ is we never advertise somebody without meeting them face-to-face and really feeling confident that they will take good care of our listeners. And I've never been in an auto dealer like Purefoy Chevrolet, and the reason is Rolly Purefoy. I know he would never say this about himself because he's a very humble man, but he holds himself personally to such an incredibly high standard that his example permeates the entire business. He was walking us through the building and there were these really nice clean ceiling tiles above my head, and he made some comment about how he had installed them himself. And the same with his stunning showroom has a new floor that he personally installed. And I think when you have a leader who cares about those details, it affects the entire atmosphere of the business.
Hi, I'm Rolly Purefoy. We're just up the road in Fort Lupton and on the web at purefoychevrolet.com. Find new roads.
All right, Golden Eagle Financial. Right now, most of us aren't looking to the future. We're just looking at the present and struggling with all the pressures of life. But Al Smith, he looks to your future and helps design plans to make that future better. Call Al at 303-744-1128, or you can find Golden Eagle Financial at klzradio.com.
Al Smith protects your nest egg from the high cost of long-term health care. Once you retire, you have one concern: making your money last. Founder of Golden Eagle Financial, KLZ's retirement planning specialist Al Smith, has worked in financial services for over three decades, specializing in retirement planning for the past 16 years. After all those years helping people manage their money, Al has spent a lot of time listening to his clients' concerns about retirement. Al has personally seen friends and relatives burn through their nest eggs in a matter of months, spending thousands of dollars a month on hourly health care, either at home or in assisted living. As part of your retirement plan with Golden Eagle Financial, Al will help you find alternative financial products with significant benefits in retirement, ensuring your nest egg can withstand the high cost of long-term health care. Schedule a free consultation with Al Smith now at klzradio.com/money. Advisory services offered through Foundations Investment Advisors, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
Start the new year right by taking advantage of Geno's Napa Legend and AAA Premium Battery Sale. Did you know car batteries typically last just 3 to 5 years? There is no reason to get stuck with a bad battery when you can stop in at Geno's for a free battery check. And while you're there, you can take advantage of Geno's free multi-point inspection. We'll evaluate your vehicle, looking at your fluid levels, belts, hoses, and filters. Geno's is also having a sale on genuine Napa starters and alternators. We are big believers in catching problems before they start, which is why we do our best to make your life easier by offering loaner vehicles so you can drop your car off and pick up when ready. Don't miss a beat this year. Geno's is continuing to service Larry's Automotive customers through Napa Auto Care, warranting any work you may have had done before Larry's closed. Give us a call or go online to schedule an appointment. We're AAA approved and located at Bulls and Platte Canyon. Stop in or visit us online at GenosAutoservice.com. That's Geno's with a J.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter at Rush to Reason and on Facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
And welcome back to Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Jersey Joe is joining us right now. Hey, Joe, how you doing?
I'm doing good. How you doing?
I'm doing all right. I'm doing all right.
Susan, how are you doing?
I'm doing very well today.
Joe, what do you have for us today?
I want to jump around and hit three or four things. I know you just had Casper Stockham on, but I don't want to. These things are all going to tie together here eventually.
Okay.
I don't know if you heard the story about the Colorado has joined several other blue states in asking for a waiver to not conduct the federally mandated achievement testing in the schools. Did you hear that story?
Only vaguely. Explain it.
Well, the federal government, in order to get federal student education funds, you're supposed to conduct the scholastic aptitude test every year. New Jersey and New York started teachers' union says, well, it wouldn't be fair to conduct the test this year because some students have had in-person learning, some students have had only virtual learning, and other students have had a hybrid, and it wouldn't be, quote,
I got to jump in here, Joe. I got to jump in here, though. Haven't the teachers' unions really kept the students out much longer than they would have been?
Right, but they're not concerned at all about fairness. What they desperately don't want to see is the difference in average test scores between those three groups, the ones that have had in-person, the ones that have had only virtual, and the ones that have hybrid. If there was ever a time when the testing would have tremendous value, it would be this school year. You know, if you really want to understand, now, wouldn't it be great if virtual learning and in-person learning came out with the same average score? That'd be fantastic. We don't think that would happen. They're scared to death, and that's why they're pushing in the blue states to get the governors to suspend to do away with the testing this year.
So. Of course they are. My daughter started homeschooling, so she belongs to a lot of different networks on Facebook and other social media sites. And a lot of the people who were brand new to those, they suddenly found their kids out of school and they're trying to figure out how they're going to educate them, were commenting on how little their kids had learned in school.
Right. And the teachers' union don't want the public to know how ineffective virtual teaching is. Now, let me bring this back. I don't know if you know, Susan, do you know who Thomas Sowell is?
I do.
African-American economist, social writer, member of the Stanford University Hoover Institute. Here's a quote by Thomas Sowell. If you want to see the poor remain poor generation after generation, just keep the standards low in their schools and make excuses for their academic shortcomings and personal misbehavior. But please don't congratulate yourself on your compassion.
He started out as a Marxist.
Started out as a Marxist, Then went in the Marine Corps, fought in the Korean War. But talk about, there's a comic that I know, and I've sent to Andy. You know, a lot of liberals, they think they're doing the right thing. And at one point, Charlie Brown goes to Lucy. She's got her little psychiatrist booth set up. And he's lamenting the fact that he bought Linus a new blanket. And Linus was very unhappy with the gift of the new blanket. And Lucy says to Charlie Brown, I don't know how to tell you this, but in the history of mankind, more damage has been done by people who thought they were doing the right thing. So you have liberals here, they're congratulating themselves on their compassion, but their compassion is just perpetuating lack of achievement, low standards, and poverty. And Thomas Sowell, I think, hit the nail right on the head with that.
There's a very good documentary out about Thomas Sowell, and he talks about the conversion. He said he was in some college classes, and he was talking about, you know, his great ideas, and the professor said to him, and then what, and then what, and then what? And he realized that the ideas that he was so vehemently pushing forward, the consequences would, you know, not get them where he wanted. Fascinating man.
I admire him not only for what he's done, what he's published, but for having the intelligence to understand. Not many people are willing to realize, hey, everything I believed in is a lie, and having the courage to come out and say that was a lie, I was wrong. not many people can do that.
Well, speaking of lies that people have believed in, Joe, getting back to the one that you were talking about, the teachers' unions told us, hey, your kids are doing just fine at home. We don't need to bring them in. And, oh, by the way, please don't measure the results.
Yeah, they're scared to death that the Scholastic Aptitude Test would show huge differences between those students that have had the benefit of in-person learning, particularly in some of the charter schools, the hybrid model, and the complete virtual model. They're scared to death. And it's not just Colorado. Jersey made the same request. New York State made the same request. And they're waiting to hear back from the Biden administration.
So basically, if I may sum it up, do it our way and don't measure.
Do it our way and don't measure.
Got
and by
it.
The way, in management, we have a saying, you can't manage what you can't measure. So, by the way, now, can I do a little commercial break here? I have an item I want to sell.
Please do. Sell us something, Joe.
I want to sell my white privilege card. It's over 60 years old, but it's in mint condition. It's never been used. My reason for selling it is that it hasn't done a damn thing for me. No free college, no free food, no free housing, etc. I prefer cash, but I'd be willing to do an even trade for a race card, which seems to be much more widely accepted. Is anyone interested? If so, contact me on my non-Obama cell phone that I pay for every month. Serious buyers only.
I love it. Now, you see, my white privilege card, it works great. I never pay at restaurants. I don't pay anywhere. In fact, you know me. I like to now and then go up to the casinos. I get paid out from these machines. I don't have to put any money in and
you
risk
You don't have to
it.
Put them in. You just walk up, push the button, and it spits out money at you?
Yeah, well, wow. The machine, they have them now outfitted, so they take a picture of me. They see I'm white. And they it just starts putting out money. It's incredible,
oh, okay.
Joe. My life's been changed.
Do they give you one of those special Players Club cards with the special star on it so the machine recognizes
yes.
you're a white guy? And you're, okay.
Yes. And it's a white star, too.
I got to go get me one of those.
Okay.
Hey,
wait a second. Hey, really quick. Sue has a question.
Well, I just have one comment. You know, you're talking about not being able to manage what you can't measure. So there was a man who ran Hong Kong for Great Britain, John, I think it was Sir John Cowperthwaite, quite a name. And he, you know, Hong Kong did so well. And it's just a rock, a tiny, you know, island. They can't even grow anything.
I've been there.
Yes. Well, Sir Cowperthwaite said that he wouldn't allow the government to collect any information at all because as soon as they start to collect it, they start to think they control things or manage things. So those things go hand in hand.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yep. It depends who's doing the measuring. But in the case of students, we need to know if they're achieving or not. Today is also a sad day. I want to just point out that today marks the death of the Martin Luther King's dream that people would be measured by the content of their character, talking about measurement. Susan, I don't know you heard, but the City Council of Madison, Wisconsin has decided to institutionalize racism in that city. They've announced the formation of an 11-person police civilian oversight committee, but they've allocated the seats based on race and gender. Now, of the 11 seats, here is how they've allocated. No less than 6 of those seats are to be reserved exclusively for African-American members. No less than 1 board seat must be filled by somebody of American Indian heritage. No less than 1 seat must be filled by somebody of Hispanic descent. No less than 1 seat must also be filled by an Asian-American. And no less than 1 seat must be filled by a member of the LGBTQ community. Now, if you've been keeping count, that's a total of 10 out of the 11 seats, unless one of those other 10 people is also a member of the LGBT community, in which case you might have 2. But character, background doesn't matter. It's all based on race and gender.
Okay, now wait a minute. These people are going to be overseeing the cops?
Yes, Civilian Oversight Board.
Okay, so the cops who are supposed to dole out justice even-handedly and color-blindedly and without respect to gay, straight, male, female, old, young, or anything else, are going to be entirely run by a team that has a massive voting advantage all going one way.
Right. At maximum, only 1 member of that 11-member board can be a white heterosexual Caucasian. Only 1 out of the 11 is permitted to be a white heterosexual.
Okay, quick question for you, Joe. What is worse then in Madison? By the way, I grew up there just south of Madison, all right? And none of this surprises me. And I was a Marxist back then. What is worse, being a white heterosexual male cop there or just being a white heterosexual male person in the Madison area, driving on the roads, mowing your lawn, trying to get by with life? Maybe you're going downtown and a group that doesn't look like you sets upon you. Which is worse, being the cop or being the person, or is it a tie?
You know, I think it's a tie. I'd hate to be either one. And by the way, with the abolition of the qualified immunity, that's you know we're losing cops at a tremendous rate. And by the way, people think qualified immunity protects police officers from criminal prosecution. It doesn't. It simply protects them from civil lawsuits. You know, losing their house, losing their car, losing their bank accounts. That's all civil. It doesn't protect them. It doesn't give them any protection from criminal prosecution if they break the law. But I actually have a couple of relatives who are police officers, and they're seriously thinking of getting out.
You know, Joe, if I may really quick, and I had mentioned this to John a few months back. A lot of people are worried about, well, gee, we're running out of cops because people don't want to be cops anymore. And I said, yeah, John, you know what? That's not the worst thing about this. That's not the scariest part. The scary part is who stays in and who do they recruit to come in and be all the new cops coming in. Joe, you tell me, what's it going to be? Is it going to be left wing or right wing? Is it going to be, and by, you know, right wing, I just mean, you know, not left wing, not activist left wing. Are we going, basically what I'm saying is this, the Democrat Party, by doing things like this, is raising up a new generation of police departments that are going to be nothing but arms of the Democrat Party. Am I right?
I'm very much afraid that you're right, Andy. It's, you know, the law of unintended consequences. I think you're going to see that play out just the way you've described it. You know, because I'll be damned if I would put my house and my, you know, my family's future on the line working for a community that hates me. I, you know, why would I want to do that?
That's scary.
I'm afraid it's scary. Got one more thing I want to cover.
Well, can I hold you over to the break?
Sure.
Okay, let's hold you over to the break. We'll be right back with Jersey Joe. But first, affordable interest mortgage with Kurt Rogers. Folks, if you want to improve your home, you need money. And with the interest rates right now, that money is cheap. Call Kurt Rogers at Affordable Interest Mortgage. He'll get the cash you need to upgrade and probably lower your rates as well. One of the great guys to talk to, call Kurt at 720-895-0500 or go to aimortgage.net.
Take AIM. Affordable Interest Mortgage has been offering the Asset Manager All-in-One Loan for over 11 years. We are experienced in helping homeowners pay thousands less in interest on their mortgage, own their home faster, all without spending one dime more. 720-895-0500. Take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage, where we have hundreds of clients that have been using this loans to build their equity faster, access emergency funds when necessary, and pay off their home in 8 to 13 years versus 25 to 30. People initially believe this loan is too good to be true, but it is true. Call 720-895-0500 now to see if you qualify. Loans from $100,000 to $2.5 million, same rate. Ask our previous clients. They will tell you it works. Call 720-895-0500 and work with the experts. This loan has been around since 1965. Affordable Interest Mortgage, where it's all about you. 720-895-0500. Regulated by DORA, NMLS 298191, Equal Credit Lender.
All right, a good shop is up next. A car accident can bring on panic, so replace that panic with this phone number, 720-541-7697. At a good shop, a real, live, caring person answers the phone every time, and they'll help with your insurance claim while handling all your auto body work in-house. Bad accident? You need a good shop.
As modern vehicles become safer and more technologically complex, collision repairs also become more specialized. You need an auto body shop that looks to the future, investing in the tools and training they need to fix your vehicle properly. Al Sturm and his team at A Good Shop have earned OE certifications for brand names like Subaru, Ford, and many others, ensuring you get the parts and service recommended by your vehicle's manufacturer. After a collision, you want to get your vehicle back to pre-loss condition, which means you want the original parts from the manufacturer, not aftermarket parts. Al and his team at A Good Shop continue to earn new OE certifications all the time, so they can have access to all of the databases and software that come directly from the manufacturer. Your insurance company does not recommend auto body shops based on their certifications. Take control of the quality by choosing a certified auto body shop. Schedule an estimate with A Good Shop now at klzradio.com/collision.
Before you actually start carrying a firearm, you need to develop the mindset of safety. Whether you consider yourself an experienced shooter or if you've never shot a gun, head trainer Karen Murray recommends signing up for the basic concealed carry class at Franktown Firearms first, because everyone has bad habits to break. You need to start with the basics, but you also can't walk out of a CCW class with a gun strapped to your hip thinking you're Jack Bauer. Once you've registered for your concealed carry permit, come back to Franktown Firearms for Karen's tactical pistol course to put your skills into practice. Karen will teach you the 6 steps to proper holster draw, giving you the chance to practice situational awareness in a safe environment. Karen loves watching her students leave her tactical pistol course at Franktown Firearms wearing their guns in their holsters for the first time. Register for a class now at klzradio.com/franktown. Confidence through practice.
The most frustrating part of getting your vehicle repaired is not knowing what they're charging you for. The team at Extreme Auto Repair has nothing to hide. Sean, Mike, Dave, and the whole team at Extreme Auto Repair in Parker want you to understand what's going on with your vehicle so you know how to prioritize your spending. They'll always be transparent because you're the one spending money. You need to know what's wrong so you can focus on the most important repairs first. Just ask, and they'll be more than happy to take you back to the service bay, open up the hood to show you what's going on, or hand you the part that's not functioning. Their philosophy is, why hide it? You might not know what to look for on your own, and the bill makes a lot more sense when you can actually see the part. Plus, you'll feel better knowing that they're not charging you for services you don't need. Take a look together. Schedule a repair now at klzradio.com/extreme. Promise is kept.
Protect your business while protecting your bottom line. Call 303-423-0162, and the team at GIA will review your small business insurance plans for free. That's 303-423-0162.
It's time to leave your safe space. This is Rush to Reason on KLZ 560.
And welcome back to Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Andy Pate filling in for John Rush along with Susan Koshevar on the line right now. We've got Jersey Joe. And Joe, before you move on to your next topic, I got to ask you one. What do you think of Ted Cruz? Okay. He spent years telling Texas and the whole country, fossil fuels, fossil fuels, fossil fuels, fossil fuels. Green energy is too expensive. It's unreliable. Go with fossil fuels. Okay, they don't listen to him in Texas. They put a quarter of their energy grid into green energy. It crashes. He says, hey, I'm going to Cancun. And everybody wigs out.
Yeah. Well, of course, you got to attack the guy because you have to go after his credibility. You don't want him to get his message out. You don't want to have him being – you don't want to allow him to say, I told you so.
No,
you have to put him on defense. You know, that's the tactic. You cannot allow him to be on offense. Because if you'd have left him alone, he'd have gone on offense and he said, I told you so. So you have to put him on defense, and that's what you're seeing. That's the tactic.
Fair enough. So. My only question, Joe, is why on earth should he have to stay when they did the opposite of what he wanted and it blew up on him? That's ridiculous.
He shouldn't. And what could he do if he stayed there? What could Ted Cruz individually possibly done? It's all up to the governor. There's nothing Ted Cruz could have done to change anything. In fact, by leaving, he reduced it. By him and his family leaving, they actually reduced the demand on the grid, which, by the way, some people are now paying $450 a day. One guy got an $8,600 electric bill for the month because a lot of the electric utilities on there are co-ops where they buy the power and they give you a variable thing where they say, okay, we will charge you our cost plus 20%. In some cases, because of the shortage, the spot price for electricity went from $50 a megawatt hour to $9,000 a megawatt hour. And in Texas, a lot of people heat with electric heat. It was costing them $450 a day to heat their home.
Okay, now for everybody who heard those numbers from Joe, I want you to keep in mind that Joe Biden just put us back in the Paris Climate Accord.
Yes.
With all that, with everything you just said, Joe Biden just steered us toward more of that.
Exactly. And that's what California has seen similar, not on that scale, but California has seen days where the cost of electricity has increased by 20 times. Real quick.
Yeah, we got 2 minutes to go. Take us home.
All right. Teachers in Colorado who tend to be overwhelmingly liberal need to be very, very concerned about deficit spending. The U.S. does not have an infinite borrow capacity. I wasn't happy when Trump and the GOP were spending money like drunken sailors. Now you've got Biden saying, hold my beer, watch this. Not only do they want to double down on the stimulus and unemployment, they want to do free college, forgive all the student debt. A lot of economists right now are saying, hey, we are concerned about hyperinflation. And by the way, we've had 13% inflation in this country back in the 1980s. But hyperinflation, when you're talking 20, 30, 100% inflation, if you're a member of PERA, you don't get Social Security because you don't contribute to Social Security. Social Security is indexed to inflation. So if you're on Social Security and inflation goes up, your Social Security check goes up. If you have a 401k plan, the interest on your 401k plan will go up. If you're on PERA, if you get a $40,000 a year check the first year you retire, 30 years later, when you're 90, it'll still be $40,000 a year. At a 20% annual rate of inflation, in 20 years, your $40,000 annual check will have the buying power of a $4,000 check. If gas goes to $15 a gallon, a loaf of bread costs $20, what are you going to do with your fixed PERA check that is not inflation adjusted? If you're a teacher, be very, very worried about deficit spending, which will sooner or later result in hyperinflation.
Excellent point.
Yeah, absolutely. It's not indexed to inflation, and inflation and these interest rates going up, all of that that's coming because of their spending is going to crash PERA. And they don't seem to care.
No. It's not that they don't care. I don't think they understand. Don't understand. And it's going to hurt the current retirees and the people who are near retirees the worst. So.
Fantastic, Joe. Okay, thanks so much. We'll hear from you again. And Susan Koshevar, thank you so much for joining me today. We'll see you again on Monday, right?
Thank you. It was a pleasure. Yes.
You bet. Okay, folks, that'll do it for today. If you missed the first hour, it is up next tomorrow. Tune in for Fix It Radio at 9 a.m., Drive Radio at 10. Until then, drive safe, God bless, and thanks for joining us at Rush to Reason, KLZ 560.